This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We watch one documentary a month for Econ Extra Credit here. For the month just ending, it's Telemarketers on the Max HBO streaming service, a fascinating seedy tale of two Jersey guys who worked in a boiler room telemarketing operation, raising money where not much of that money went to charity. On this subject of scamming, while the financial exploitation of older Americans is a dangerous, costly epidemic, we should not lose sight of the fact that younger people are also falling for scams right and left. Scammers do not discriminate. Emma Fletcher studies this as senior data researcher at the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, older people are targeted by scammers, but as you found, it is not mainly older people.
Younger people are reporting scams as well, and in fact, they're more likely to report losing money to a scam than older people. Older people, when they do lose money, they tend to report much higher losses, but it also depends on the type of scam. So we see that certain scams affect younger people more, and certain scams affect older people more, and also that different ways of reaching people happen depending on whether they're younger people or older people. So, for example, younger people are more likely to be scammed on social media.
It's interesting. There are some researchers who think that although in some older people, our ability to detect scams may decline, the antidote may be the wisdom of years.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. A good example of that would be fake check scams. Younger people are much more likely to lose money on a fake check scam.
Yeah, another example of that would be, you know, when you're 19 and you're just starting out in life, you haven't filed that many tax returns, you may not know that the Internal Revenue Service does not call you with an issue.
That's another great example. But certainly older adults are being scammed. It's just that younger adults are being scammed as well. And that's a narrative that you don't always hear. And in fact, on certain types of scams, you know, it's really concerning. For example, on investment scams lately, we've seen a huge increase in the number of people reporting that they were scammed on a cryptocurrency investment where they thought they were investing cryptocurrency, but really they were sending money to a scammer. And those are far, far more likely to be reported by younger consumers, about three times more likely. Also, things like job scams, seven times more likely to affect younger people than older individuals. Now, of course, that might also have something to do with, you know, the likelihood of looking for a job. But that seven times number is just pretty staggering. And then for both older and younger consumers, scams involving online shopping purchases are number one. But younger people are far more likely to have had those negative experiences where they ordered something, often after seeing an ad on social media, and then they just did not get what they ordered.
I mean, what are ways that anyone, but we're talking about younger people, can help protect themselves?
So I think it's really important for people to recognize that, yes, a scam could happen to you, and this information is relevant to you. This is not information to just pass on to your grandmother. This is information that matters in your life, and, you know, don't assume that it can't happen to you. That is going to create a risk when you think that this is something that just happens to older people or other people.
Emma Fletcher is a senior data researcher at the Federal Trade Commission. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.